You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If today is the 7th of September, which it is, that means yesterday was the 6th, which means millions of people lost those expanded federal benefits that have been helping drive the economic recovery through the spring and summer. Thing is, the unemployment insurance programs in this country, and I said programs specifically, they are run by the states. We don't have one unemployment system. We have 50 plus districts and territories, too. Of course, no offense meant. And most of those systems are a mess. There is a new Unemployment Insurance Modernization Unit at the Department of Labor. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports to get us going, it does have its work cut out for it.
Back in April 2020, New Jersey was in the grips of its first deadly COVID wave and dealing with a surge of unemployment applications. So Governor Phil Murphy made a plea during a press conference.
Not only do we need healthcare workers, but given the legacy systems, we should add COBOL, computer skills.
Actually, he meant COBOL, common business-oriented language, which many state unemployment systems rely on.
COBOL is an old programming language. I think it's had its 50th birthday, so it has more than a few gray hairs.
Martha Coven is a professor of public policy at Princeton who worked on safety net programs in the Obama administration. She says many state systems had been sputtering along for years.
And then when you take an old car and you batch it together enough times, at some point it just collapses on the road.
Many unemployment websites are down during certain hours or don't work on mobile devices, which is how many low-income people access the internet. In some states, workers have to wait to receive a new password by mail to access their accounts. Some states have already revamped their system, says Rebecca Dixon at the National Employment Law Project. But
for example, Florida modernized in a way that they were designed to make it really hard for claimants to navigate the system. So sort of put up roadblocks on purpose.
Dixon says the only way to make sure state systems are easier to use is for the federal government to take the lead. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
You know what else could use some rejiggering besides those unemployment systems that Megan was telling us about? Retail supply chains, that's what. Finding the products you need when you need them is really difficult right now. It's also a bit of a nightmare for retailers who are trying to stock up ahead of the holidays. That rush to fill shelves is responsible, in part, for a 15% rise in imports from China just last month. Marketplace's Mario Segarra has more now on what things are like for retail buyers in this moment.
In normal times, retailers do not want to store products for very long. Because when you have a lot of inventory, well, you're tying up your cash, you have to pay for more warehouse space.
Anytime you're storing product, it gets damaged, it gets misplaced.
That's David Marcotte, a senior vice president at Kantar. But he says right now, retailers are ordering whatever they can well in advance.
Because sincerely, they just don't know when and where it's going to show up.
Global supply chains are a mess. You've got shortages of raw materials and computer chips, COVID outbreaks that shut down factories at a moment's notice, and backups at ports. James Zahn at The Toy Book, a trade publication for the toy industry, says cargo ships are just sitting there.
Where some companies might have had 3 weeks of having their product on the water, now it's over a month, and in some cases, 2 months.
So retailers are looking for alternatives, products they know they can get their hands on. The Toy Book just put together a list of toys that are already lying around in U.S. warehouses, puzzles, board games, paint-by-number kits, and can be shipped quickly when a retailer needs something to put on shelves. Chris Considine at the consulting firm Alex Partners says retailers are also looking at what they have and,
you know, marketing the products where you have the deepest inventory. I've been on calls in the last few weeks with clients who are specifically doing that.
In other words, if they have a lot of puzzles, they are going to try their hardest to sell you puzzles. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.